Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks, and I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 054 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on October 17th, 2011. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. How was your week? If you listened last week, you know I didn't succeed in getting the strings changed that I had hoped to. So I'm pleased to report that I've changed my bass strings to my beloved DRs, and my trebles could use another few weeks of playing, so I'll change the whole set at that time when the trebles need changing. Predictably, I am in love with the new DRs, even if they are only basses. Yesterday, Sunday, there was another tribute concert connected to the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit. It was at the Mahwah Library, and it was a tribute concert by Tom Doyle and Sandy Corey. I'm sure it was wonderful. I couldn't attend. My Sundays are spoken for. It was really an exception for me to attend the museum ribbon cutting a few Sundays ago. So I'm sure that concert was great. Sorry I missed it. I don't know if they recorded it or if it'll be up on YouTube or not. But as regards the Les Paul and Mahwah activities, there are going to be some terrific, what they're calling, gallery talks at the museum. Let me just run down the dates for you. And the Mahwah Museum is at 201 Franklin Turnpike in Mahwah, New Jersey. And there will only be 25 people admitted to these talks. It's a very limited space. I will link to the page where you can get all the information about how you can reserve time. They'll also vary in admission fee. They're all pretty nominal. On Tuesday, October 25th at 7:30, Jim Wysocki is going to speak about Les Paul, my friend of 20 years. He spent a lot of time at Les's house helping him with a lot of things, and he's going to share his wealth of knowledge about the man and his music. There's a $10 admission fee for that. Also on a Tuesday, November 8th, Les Paul, My Father, will be presented by Rusty Paul. Rusty's a musician in his own right and has many stories about his father to share with the public. And again, that admission fee is going to be $10. And on Tuesday, December 6th at 7:30, there's going to be Les Paul, How He Made Music with Tom and Sandy Doyle. For many years, Tom was an engineer for Les, so he's going to talk about Les, and he and his wife are both competent musicians and accomplished musicians. That's who just did the tribute concert, and they will be playing some of his music, and my guess is that Sandy's going to sing Mary Ford's parts. Les and Mary recorded a lot together, and the admission to that is going to be $15. So realize the admission fee that you're paying is going to support the museum, and realize that some of their proceeds are going to go to a musician's scholarship at Ramapo College. So you're not really paying for the event. You're contributing to the museum, and the perk you're getting is these museum talks. I think they're going to be really terrific. I would love to attend one of these, or all of them for that matter, but they are scheduled at a time when I'm usually teaching. It's possible I might be able to reschedule my Tuesday night students on these dates, but I'm not sure. If you can make it, I am certain they are going to be just as interesting as the Michael Cochran presentation a few weeks ago. That was really quite fascinating and wonderful. The other update about Les Paul in Mahwah is, as of this time, all of the fall time slots have been sold out to play Les's guitar through his amp at the museum. I'm going to give you a link on the show notes page where in December more dates for winter and spring will be posted. So it's great that those have sold out, that all the dates have been booked. And they were for October 26th, November 9th, and December 7th. That about wraps it up for this week's intro. Let's move along to the student spotlight. This segment is going to be short and sweet this week. In the warm glow of the student spotlight, there is one stellar student, who is Olivia. Olivia has been taking lessons for a few years, and she is developing into an interesting and extremely capable musician. She's writing some original music, and I am well impressed with the quality of her work and her consistency. You go, girl! I know it's lonely at the top. I'll be only too happy to admit more students as their work warrants it in the spotlight, hopefully next week. Julia, you would have been there if you had done everything I assigned instead of just what you felt like doing. So it's really a shame that you missed out on the spotlight just because of your strong, rebellious will. You should work on that. That's it for the spotlight. Let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question of the week is from a student who is considering the purchase of a nylon string guitar to add to his ever-growing arsenal of guitars. His question was, what's the difference where guitar polish is from? What's so special about French polish? It's a good question, and one that might not even cross the radar of a steel string or electric guitarist, because on those guitars, finish choices, if any, are usually whether the guitar will have a gloss or satin finish. However, with a nylon string guitar, finish choices or options are usually varnish, various kinds of lacquer, and French polish. The French doesn't refer to where the polish comes, but rather a method for applying the finish. French polishing is a method of applying finish to wood by hand with a cotton pad. In the guitar world, the term French polish is understood to be a shellac spirit varnish that has been applied by the French polishing method. Most of the fine old musical instruments made in Europe were French polished, as are a majority of very fine classical guitars being made today. It is a most highly prized and desired finish for both its visual quality and tone-enhancing characteristics. The luster, texture, and color of the wood are noticeably enhanced under an expertly applied French polish finish. The cured shellac film is also extremely thin and flexible and is believed to produce the clearest and most natural sound from the vibrating wood of the guitar, especially the soundboard. So there's a reason why you would want a French polish finish on your guitar. Even though the French polishing application method is very simple with minimal material and equipment requirements, achieving a professional quality finish is highly dependent on the practice, skill, and experience of the finisher. A polishing pad lightly charged with the shellac solution is wiped or quote-unquote padded in a continuous motion over the wood surface, and with each pass leaving a very, very, very thin layer of shellac over the last one. Multiple polishing sessions are required over many days or weeks to achieve the best results. The finish dries to the touch almost immediately because of the fast evaporating alcohol solvent, but it takes weeks or months for it to fully cure. The advantage of using French polish as a guitar finish are related to both the finish and the process. The beauty of the wood under this finish is undisputed, and it is generally regarded as the best finish for tone. Although this list of advantages seems to make this the overwhelming choice for any instrument or situation, there are some drawbacks here. Even though a French polish finish is thin and flexible, which means it's super for sound, it is not very protective, even against very, very minor physical abuse. It will dent, scratch, or wear away in situations that would not affect the much harder lacquer finishes. The padded shellac finish is protective enough for classical guitars that are handled with great care, but not at all suited to instruments that may be handled more casually, like electric or steel string guitars. The finish can be easily repaired or refreshed at any time by a skilled finisher or luthier. Thanks for the question. That was a good one, and it was surely heads and shoulders over last week's question. So that's a yay. If you have a question you'd like answered on this show, please email me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I'll contact you and will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. That wraps up this week's question of the week. Now, let's move along to this week's news. The news this week comes from our good friends over at Epiphone. They are proud to announce one of their most anticipated new models, the Wilshire Phantomatic, designed in connection with Frank Iero, the guitarist. And it is he's from Chemical Romance, if you don't know who he is. The Wilshire Phantomatic combines an incredible array of features that only Epiphone would dare to put in one instrument. The result is one of the smartest and most flexible guitars on the market, with all the vintage styling that made Wilshire models a behind-the-scenes favorite of Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Winter, Paul Gilbert, Steve Marriott, and countless other guitarists. This guitar is basically an SG body. And if you know much about Epiphone's guitar body styles, an SG is basically a double cutaway Les Paul body shape. Les Paul really didn't like that upper cutaway. He thought it kind of made his guitar look a little sinister. So he was not a fan of the SG, but it's a shape that a lot of guitarists like. So it's basically an SG design. It's a solid mahogany body, 24.75 inches scale on the neck, which is great. It's got a slim taper neck, like a sort of 1960s profile. Rosewood fingerboard. Watch out there with that rosewood. Mother of pearl block inlays, right? A 12-inch radius and a 1 11/16 head nut. So, you know, this is a very, very playable guitar. It's fine for rhythm. It's fine for leads. It's got an ivory finish, black single-ply pickguard, and it's rather a striking look. The pickguard is strangely articulated, so I think you may like what it looks like. Let's see what else I can tell you. There'll be some pictures on the website. The electronics on it are, let's see. It employs two classic Epiphone pickups, their famous Alnico Classic Plus humbucker in the bridge and Alnico Classic humbucker in the neck position to get the most out of wide tonal possibilities. They've also included a mono baritone, much like the one used on B.B. King's very famous guitar, Lucille. A little more about the baritone. It uses a six-way rotary switch, which engages five preset notch filters and a bypass. In position 1, the varitone is completely bypassed. As you rotate the rotary switch into positions 2 to 6, the center frequency of the notch filter shifts from around 1.9 kHz down to 130 Hz. So this is what's going to give you a huge tonal palette. Okay, so I'm not going to go into what every one of the settings do. Basically, it gives you, 18 or 20 kinds of tone in conjunction with the three-position toggle that's on the guitar. Let's see. It uses the Tune-O-Matic stop bar bridge for tuning and intonation accuracy. I'm not going to comment on that. That's something, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, great. I'm not going to do a big elaboration on a Tune-O-Matic bridge. The machine heads are Wilkinson vintage style tuners, and they're green. To protect it, Epiphone has included a premium padded gig bag. And you know, every Epiphone Wilshire Fantomatic comes with the peace of mind you get from a limited lifetime warranty backed by Gibson's musical instrument, famous 24/7, 365 a day customer service. So I'm going to put a link to this. Your body is mahogany, neck is mahogany. You got the 60s slim taper neck shape. The neck joint is glued in. The truss rod is adjustable. You've got your typical, well, actually vintage Epiphone logo in gold. Don't forget it's a 24.75-inch scale length. That's good for most guitarists who would embark on playing this guitar. You've got a rosewood with mother-of-pearl block inlays fretboard. Headstock is the clipped ear, three-side vintage Epiphone logo, and it has the vintage Epiphone logo in gold, you know, the clipped ear headstock of Epiphone. They have various ones. You've got those excellent Alnico, maybe it's Alnico, but I like the sound of Alnico humbuckers. You got a whole lot of tone and volume controls. Binding is pretty typical. Fingerboard radius is 12 inches. Fine. Frets, 22, medium jumbo. You got your Tune-O-Matic stop bar lock tone bridge. Hardware is nickel. Pickup guard is black and in an unusual configuration. You also have Epiphone strap locks. It's in ivory. I don't think this comes in any other colors. I think you have one color choice, and that's ivory. It comes with a gig bag. You can get a hard case for it if you want, and it is guaranteed for a limited lifetime. That doesn't mean your life is limited. It means that the guarantee has limitations, but it is for the life for the original owner's lifetime. I don't know that these lifetime warranties are transferable. So that's about it for the Fantomatic. Sounds like a pretty cool guitar if you're in the market for something like that. It's going to give you a huge, huge range of possibility as an electric guitarist. So you might want to look into that. I believe that they are in stores now or coming very, very soon. That's it for news. Let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. This week is a springboard off the question of the week about French polish finishes. So let's say you want to purchase or you already are in possession of a gorgeous guitar with a French polish finish. How do you protect it? Well, you surely don't want to be running back and forth to your local luthier, if you even have a local luthier, to have your finish refreshed or refurbished. It costs too much in time, cash, and guitar absence. I'm going to run through a few of your options. Now, if you have extremely guitar corrosive body oils, I don't know if that means you're acidic or a certain kind of pH, but I know some people really wear the guitar finishes off their guitars that are traditionally finished. You may want to pay attention to this as well, even if it's not a French polished guitar that you have. A personal aside for a second. If you have been listening for any amount of time, you may have already picked up on my emphasis on guitar care. I take good or maybe extraordinary care of all of my things, guitars or otherwise. They look brand new forever. It's just my personality. When I sold my old Epiphone 64 Texan Elitist, which I bought new in 68, which was a reissue of a limited 2006 run as the McCartney Epiphone that he recorded a lot of music with and won Grammys with. It was in perfect condition with the exception of a ding in the varnish of the neck. And that's a story from a previous podcast. I'm not even going to go into what all that was about. I wasn't playing it much when I sold it, but it had seen a good 35 years of regular playing. Why was it still in pristine, brand new condition? Well, because I was and still am a freak about keeping my instruments in pristine cosmetic condition. I never polish it with guitar polish. I don't own guitar polish. I'm not a user of it. But I did always have my right arm covered so my skin never touched the lower bout. Yes, even when I wore short or no sleeves. My first solution, and this is going back to my teenage years, my first solution was a piece of cloth that I laid on the bout and put my arm over, and it was extremely unruly and moved around and slid off if I moved incorrectly. So that idea was scrapped, but I did wad up that piece of fabric and use it on my sternum to put between my sternum, the bone of my sternum, and my nylon string guitars whenever I played them, because I would get sore because I played for so long and that bone was touching wood or whatever. So I wadded it up and used it as a cushion when I played my nylon string. My next solution was the old sock trick, and probably some of you listeners have done this if you're freaky about taking care of your guitars the way I am. Cut the foot off a sock, slide it on your forearm, and you have a nice form-fitting sleeve that protects your guitar. Since then, I have used a sock or a cool sleeve when I have jettisoned a shirt that had a good sleeve on it. I have a sleeve with a pretty ruffle cuff. I have some men's shirt sleeves, thanks to my father, and more recently, E-Rex. I am sure I'm not the only one who has gone to these lengths to prevent the unsightly wear of their lower bouts finishes. I sew, therefore now I also have some classier forearm sleeves. They're really easy to make, and if you know anybody who sews or if you sew, you can whip those out really quickly. I've said all this to bring your attention to that if your skin touches the French polish, you're going to have a problem. You might have a problem if your skin touches any finish. If you have a French polished guitar, you should wipe the residue of body oils that are left on it immediately after playing, and even during playing if you're practicing for a long time. Or you can prevent transfer entirely by the use of some kind of found or purchased barrier. You can always use the defooted sock when you practice, but if you perform that, you may want something a little more classy or civilized looking. Oasis makes a quote-unquote sleeve, which is a black stretchy tube that's perfectly suited for practice or public playing. If you're going to use it, I would recommend getting at least two of them, because you want one available if one is in the laundry or, you know, if one is drying and you need to practice or play. These look fine if you're playing in public. It's sedate. It's just a black sleeve. Probably most public playing will be done with sleeves on your garment, but if not, this would be perfectly acceptable. Okay. That takes care of skin oils to a degree, but what about buttons, zippers, belt buckles, and the rest of the abrasions that can occur to any guitar, but most particularly to a French polish finish guitar? Have you never thought about that? What abuse the back of your guitar takes? check it out. You may have already damaged it. For this kind of protection, I recommend something called the guitar sleeve. Now, got two things called sleeves here. This one is maybe better called a guitar cozy or a guitar booty. This is a product, I'll call it a product, that fits over the entire back of your guitar and the lateral sides and wraps around a little bit to the soundboard. I think a booty or a cozy is a better word for it than a sleeve. This is strictly an accessory to be used for practice. It will alter the sound of your guitar a little, but if you're just using it for practice, it's really fine. Don't use it for recording or for performance. Then, if you would consider permanently altering your guitar, think about the possibility of resale here. If you are a person who trades up or has a very collectible guitar that maybe you would never think of selling, but possibly your heirs would think about selling, you have to think long and hard about this. But John Pierce offers an array of armrests made out of choice woods. Now, these are actually attached to your guitar, and these lovely wood armrests become what your forearm rests upon as you play. Considering how lovely it is, the price point of around $35 isn't bad. All the other things I've mentioned are a reasonable expense. I think this is the highest priced item I've mentioned here. If you play a lot of flamenco or are just a little rough with your instruments, you might also consider Klingons. Not from Star Wars, these are for guitars. They not only protect from body oils, but they literally cling by static to the soundboard to prevent damage from intended and unintended percussion. Now, I have to give you a little sidebar here. This is strictly a protection for the soundboard of your guitar. So if you're a person that when you play rests your forearm on the soundboard, and I'm talking about particularly pick-style players here, this is something that you may be interested in. It's clear, it's static cling, and it makes your guitar top look nice and shiny for performance, if nothing else. But, you know, if you have a lot of percussion or you just smack your guitar around a lot, these Klingons might be just what the guitar doctor ordered. I hope this take note topic informed you a little about how to protect your guitar from predictable cosmetic wear. After playing, always, 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 always wipe every single spot that your finger or any skin has touched with cotton or a microfiber cloth or mitt. This includes between the strings and the fretboard. Your guitar will remain looking new and you'll have to do your neck treatments a lot less. But, you know, and when you're done playing, it's my custom. I mean, it's just sort of almost a natural physical movement when I'm done playing, and before I used to put my guitars in cases or before I hang them up now, I go over them with a cloth, and the very last part that I clean is the headstock, and then I hang the guitar up. So, and they look great. They look like they're brand new. I will link to all the products I mentioned in this segment in the show notes. And now that takes care of all of the segments for episode 053. So let's move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Les Paul and Mawa Museum Talks should be excellent if they fit into your schedules on the Tuesday night dates that I mentioned earlier. Also, check in December for additional times to book your private session to play one of Les Paul's guitars on the museum stage. Congratulations, Olivia, you are super chick. Julia, a little less rebellion and a little less attitude, and you'd be super chick too. French polish finish isn't about where the polish is from, it's a finishing method. There are pros and cons to this finish. It's fragile and must be handled with thought, but it can be reapplied and it is peerless for sound quality. Be informed before you jump in. Check out the Epiphone Phantomatic. If its specs are what you're looking for in your next electric, maybe it's in your future. Protect your French polish or traditional guitar finish from the cosmetically deleterious effects of your skin, lotions, perfume, buttons, clasps, necklaces, belt buckles, etc. And don't forget, keep humidifying. You don't want to dehumidify and crack your guitar. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 053 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me if you have a question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to contact you and send you an official Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. Not a tweeting maniac, mind you. I tweet to update people who are following me with my guitar-y news and info, and I retweet what I think is interesting that I receive. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you can find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and/or subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules, and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.